We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Bechor, Behema Tohera, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Yud Aleph. V'zeh shekosov b'koyin balmum. Based on what we've been learning till now, we'll be able to understand why the Torah writes regarding a koyin who has a physical defect, lechem eloikov mikotshe hakodoshim umin hakodoshim yoichal. That he's permitted to eat the heavenly bread from the Kodesh HaKadoshim and from the Kadoshim. He's permitted to eat what Kohanim, what's usually limited to Kohanim. However, he's not allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdosh. Ki Isa Shom B'Maimran Al, because Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran, in the chapter on Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, Torah Hei in Likutei Moran Tanina, Shehat Tzadik, Al yedei achilosoi, b'chinas tzadik oichel esoy v'nafshoi, al yedei ze metzachtzeach nishmosoi. That the tzadik, when he eats, his eating is in the category of a tzadik eating to satisfy his soul. And what happens is, when he does that, he causes his soul to shine very brightly. Metzachtzeach means he shines it up in a big way. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, v'hizbia betzachzachos nafshecha. You will be satisfied, you'll be satiated with the bright light of your soul. Tzachzachos means like a very bright shine. V'yedezeh hu bebechinas ish tevunos. And the tzaddik, by eating this way and by elevating his soul this way, he becomes in the category of ish tevunos, a person with a very high level understanding. And that enables him to reveal the deep waters, which nourish the emuna, which cause the emuna to grow. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains all of this. And therefore a koyin who has a physical defect, shezehu simen she'ein ho emuna b'shleimus, which implies that the emuna is not complete. Because we said that emuna represents completeness, wholeness. When there's a lack of wholeness, when there's a mum, it represents a deficiency, a defect in emuna. Al kein hu tzorech lishtadel lechol bigdusha. Therefore, the kohen has to try very hard to eat with holiness. So that by eating with Kedusha, he'll be able to start the whole chain of events that we just mentioned just now about shining up his nefesh and the ishtvunos, and which will help to correct the emuna. And this is what the Pasuk says, lechem eloikov mikotshe akadoshim yoichal, that this koyin who's a balmum can eat, is permitted to eat the holy foods. Ki ikar tikkun habalmum shu pigam ho emuna hu al yedei achilas hakadoshim. Because the main tikkun for a person who has a defect, which implies a defect in emuna, is by eating holiness. Hainu achila bigdusha, eating with holiness. Bechinas tzadik oichel esoy v'nafshoy. Because that's what helps make a tikkun for the emuna. V'alkein, and therefore, hakoyhanim al yedei achilosam es hakadoshim heimachaprim. The kohanim, by their eating the korbanos, that's what helps the Jewish people receive the atonement for our sins. K'moyishom Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara says, kohanim oichlim, Ubailim mischaprim. The Kohanim eat, and the owner of the korban, the one who brought the korban to his mikdash, receives his kapora. Ki ikar kaporas v'tikun kol ho'avoinois hi al yedei tikun ho'emuna. Because the main way that we atone for and we correct all of our sins is by making a tikun for the emuna. Ki pegam kol ho'avoinois hem bebechinas emuna. Because the damage that's caused by all of our sins is related to emuna. K'moshe Kosov, as the Pasuk says, v'sartem v'avadetem elokim acherim. You will turn away from Hashem and you will serve idols. Shetekev kishesorim me'ashem yisborach, va'oiv remez ha'veira chas v'shon. This teaches us that immediately, as soon as a person turns away from Hashem and commits any type of a sin, tekev oiv dem elokim acherim chas v'shon, that is considered an act of idol worship. Ki kol hachatoim nimshoch mi'ayetzahara, because all sins are instigated through the Yetzahara, the evil inclination, Shenikro Kel Acher. And one of the names of the Yetzahara is called Kel Acher, an idol, Kfirus, denial of Hashem. V'alkin, and therefore, Hatikun V'akaporo Alidei Achilas HaKoyanim. The correction for sins and the atonement for sins is by the Koyhanim eating, B'chinas Koyhanim Oichlim U'Bailim Miskaprim, as the Gemara says. Because when a person eats holy with holiness, and one example of that is by the Kohanim eating these holy foods, metzachzechin nishmosam, this shines up their soul. And that helps the person rise to the category of ishtvunois, which gives him the ability to dig up those deep waters which restore the emunah. Umalin hu emuna hanefula, and this helps to lift up, to elevate the fallen emuna, shezehu tikkun kol hachatoim sheboilam, and that's the correction for all sins. Correction for all sins is a tikkun emuna. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is what the Mishnah says in the beginning of Brachos, me'emos saikoyren es shma b'yarvis. From when do we begin reading the Shema in the evening? Misho shehakohanim nechnosim lechol b'trumosim. From the time that the Kohanim, who were tamei, have completed their purification enough to allow them to eat truma. Ki kriya shma hu emunas hayichud. Because kriya shma is where we show our faith in the oneness of Hashem, in the unity of Hashem. And how are we zoche to the emuna? By the tzaddikim eating. Shehu b'chinas achilas truma shel hakoyanim. One example of that is the koyhanim eating the truma. Shehu achila degdusha. That's an example of achila degdusha. Shaydei ze zoichen le'emuna. Through which we're zoche to the tikkun ha'emuna, which is symbolized by the kriya shma. Paragraph Yud Beis. And this is also what the Pasuk says, that on Shabbos, we're not permitted to do work with our animals. I'm sorry, this is talking about the Bechor, not nothing to do with Shabbos, that we are not permitted to do work with a Bechor, with a firstborn ox. Ki avdus hu atzvus. Because work, labor, is associated with depression. Because we know that from the time that Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, a curse was placed upon the work. Bechinas be'itzavoin toichalena. With depression, with struggle, with suffering, you will eat, you will earn your livelihood. V'achilas ha'bechor tzorich shetia b'simcha. Whereas the eating of the flesh of this bechor must be done with simcha. Kamei shekosev, as the Pasuk says clearly in the Torah, V'yochalto shom lefnei Hashem alikecho, v'somachto, u'bechoyrois, you'll eat the holy foods before Hashem, u'bechoyrois bekorcho, including the firstborn of your cattle, v'tzoynech and your sheep, v'somachto lefnei Hashem alikecho, and you will rejoice before Hashem. So we see that the eating of korbonos and the eating of the bechoyr has to be with simcha. Ki ikar hatikun hu al yedei achila b'simcha, because the main tikkun is accomplished when a Jew is eating in a happy frame of mind. Shaydei ze mechazkin koyach hamalach. Rabbein Azal shows over there in Likutei Moran that when a Jew eats properly, he strengthens the power of certain angels. Umachnin bechinas hechdem besoroi, and he eliminates the tumah, the impurity of pigama bris. Sheze Iker Kedushas HaBchor Kanal. And that's what the real holiness of the Bechor is all about, as we discussed in previous pages. Vize Iker Bechinas Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kemavur Sham Kol Ze B'Maimanam. And this is what leaving Egypt was all about also, getting out of the Tumah, escaping the Tumah, and elevating the Kedusha, and strengthening the Malach that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there. V'Alkein Osur Avoida B'Bchoyer, and it's for this reason that we're not allowed to work, perform any work with the firstborn animal, beef. So that no aspect of atzvus should be able to attach itself at all to this animal. And we said that atzvus is associated with avdus. As is explained in other places. Because as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran, the main tikkun of eliminating the impurity, the tumah pegama bris, is brought about through simcha. Shezeo b'chinas ha-simcha shel tefillin kemavur shamayin sham. And that's also tied into the simcha of tefillin, as Rabbeinu Zal mentions this over there in Likutei Moran. The Gemara says that one of the rabbis was once very, very happy. So his friend asked him, you know, what are you so happy about? He said, I put on tefillin today, tefillin kumanachna. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran how tefillin is associated with simcha also. So tefillin, bechoyer, achila, digdusha are all tied into simcha. Vesehu isur giza, and this is also why we're not allowed to share the wool off a bechoyer, firstborn sheep. As the Pasuk says, V'loy sogo is b'chor tzaynecha, do not cut off the wool from the firstborn of your sheep. Ki ikar ha-kedusha b'hasarois, because the main holiness is in the hairs. Shehein b'chinas his noitzetzus ha-moichen, b'chinas tefillin, kemavur sham amayim ranal, because the hair represents beams of light that come from the brain, from the tefillin. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, I believe in Daniel Hanovi, Usa'ar Reshe Ka'amar Neke. The hair of his head was like pure wool, pure white wool. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, in Torahei Likutei Moran Tanina, where Rabbeinu Zal connects that also to what we're speaking about.